God has led me to preach on what brought Center Point to the point we are today. What brought us to this point? And we have to ask ourselves, what was it that brought us to where we are today? And yes, you may be saying, well, there's a lot of things that brought us to this point. And that's true. But there was two primary things that brought Center Point to where it is today. We also need to ask ourselves, what do we need to do as a church to go to the level of fulfilling our purpose for God? Well, the answer is the same two things. And we might even go a little bit further and say, well, what do we as individuals and as a church need to focus on in our lives, in our church? And the answer again is the same two things that brought us to where we are today. Those things are faith and love. And as I was preparing for this message, I couldn't help but think, some of you are sitting there going, Brother Greg, you always preach on, we got to pray and study. Now you're saying faith and love. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Folks, if you get into the Word, you're going to have what? Faith. And if you really believe that God's Word is true, then you're going to go to Him in prayer, in confident prayer, asking Him to meet your needs and asking Him to bless our church and to give us wisdom and help us to grow, and He's going to do that. And as you get into the Word and you build your faith, and let me just add this in here, by the way, if you have faith and you don't have love, you have nothing. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says that if we have all these things but we don't have love, we don't have anything. And Paul also told us in another place that faith worketh by love. So if we don't have love, we've got nothing. So that's why I'm talking about faith and love. But as we get into the Word and we build our faith, then we're naturally going to have love. Because the Holy Spirit will fill our hearts and spread the love of God abroad in our hearts. So we could spend literally weeks preaching on faith and love. But today we're going to be looking at faith. And again, we need to understand that love is even greater than faith, but we have to have faith in God to reach the next level that God wants us to have. And that's what God's laid upon my heart. The Bible tells us very clearly that faith is the way that the just shall live. It says the just shall live by faith. And if we're going to be just in God's sight, we have to live by faith, so it's very important that we know what faith is. And I'm going to get into a deep definition here in just a minute, but let me give you Greg's definition and kind of, I say my definition, what faith will help us do. Faith will help us to rely on God and do things that seem impossible. Do things that seem impossible. Now, to us as humans, it may look completely, totally impossible, but when you factor God into that equation, nothing's too hard for God. Nothing is impossible with God. So that's why faith is so important. And only people of faith ever accomplish anything great for God. Now, let me restate that. We need to catch that. Only people of faith ever accomplish anything for God. If we're not in God's Word, studying His Word, and if we're not developing our relationship with God in prayer, I can promise you God is never going to use you at that stage of your life to do anything great for Him. That's why faith is so important to the Christians. And the Bible also tells us that without faith it is impossible to please God. And we are commanded to live by faith. If we are to live by faith, then that means that everything we do, every single thing we do has to be by faith. And you've heard me say this before. If you're looking for a new job, You need to pray and ask God to show you the job He wants you to have. Diana's brother is in this situation right now. His job is ending at the 1st of October. And I emailed him the other day and I asked him how the job search is going. He said, well, I'm a little discouraged. I've sent out all these resumes and nothing has happened. And I sent him an email back and said, well, the fact that nothing has happened is good news. And he emailed me back and said, what do you mean is good news? I said, Doug, you don't want a door to open until it's the door that God wants opened for you. See, if the timing's not right, then you don't want that door to open yet. You have to trust God to lead you to the job He wants you to have. That's true whether it's a job, whether you're buying a house, whether you're buying a car, whether you're looking at moving. Everything we do, every single thing we do, every purchase we make needs to be by faith. Folks, we are supposed to be good stewards of the money that God has loaned us. And we need to be very good stewards and have faith. Doing anything without God's leading is a recipe for disaster. Anything. There's a story in the Bible where the nation of Israel had already crossed over Jordan. They were taking the promised land. They just took the city of Jericho without any challenges at all. They marched around the city. We know all the story. They marched around the city once a day for 6 days. On the seventh day, they did it seven times. They blew the trumpets and shouted, and then the walls fell flat. Or they got to be arrogant and confident, and the next city they were going to was Ai, and Joshua just told them, said, you guys go take care of Ai and come back. We're not even going to send the whole army. Just some of you go over there, take care of it, and come back. They got their tails kicked. They tried to do it without God's leading. And when they came back, Joshua went before God and said, God, what happened? You told us that you would give us the promised land. And we all know the story. God told Joshua there's sin in the camp. What do you think would have happened if Joshua had already gone before the Lord and said, God, we need your guidance. We're getting ready to go take Ai. It doesn't look like it's that big of a challenge, but is there anything we need to know before we go? How many men do I need to send? Is there anything that's going to hinder us from taking Ai? It'd been a completely different story. Completely different story. So we don't want to do anything without faith. And we ought to be so strong in our faith that our faith precedes us, that people hear that we are people of faith. Over in Colossians chapter 1, verse 4, Paul says that he had heard about the faith of the church at Colossae. Now folks, news didn't travel back then like it does today. They didn't have texting and instant messenger and email and the news. It took a while for the news to travel, but it still traveled from one city to the next, and Paul heard of their faith. The people of Bologna ought to hear of our faith. They ought to know that we do things differently than other people, that we are relying completely upon God for every aspect of our lives. So this morning, let's take a look at how faith is directly affecting us here at Center Point, and how it's going to help us accomplish what God wants us to accomplish here at Center Point. Now, I've defined faith for us before, but I realize we've got some new folks here that may be here since the last time I defined it, and even if we've heard it before, we need to hear it again. If you go back into the Bible, it's amazing how many times Jesus says, and again I say unto you. He was good at repeating things. But according to the Bible, and this is over in Romans chapter 4 to start with, talking about Abraham, it says, Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. Now let me stop right there a second. We all know that Abraham did not start off strong in faith. There was a point in time when God came to Abraham and said, you and Sarah are going to have a child. And Abraham said, show me how these things will be. He was looking for proof. He was looking for evidence. But he finally got to a point that he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith. Goes on to say, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. So faith is being fully persuaded that God is able to do what he has promised, not only able to do it, but he will do it. If we have any doubt at all that God will do what he said he would do in his word, then that's not faith. Faith is being fully persuaded. 100%, absolutely fully persuaded. According to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." We could put it this way, that faith is a confident assurance that what we hoped for is going to happen, and it is the evidence of things that we cannot see. In other words, faith accepts things as factual, even if there's no evidence. Even if there's no evidence. So let me give you a comprised definition here. Faith is being fully persuaded, or having a confident assurance, or having a strong conviction of the truth that what God has promised, he is not only able to do, but he will do. Now, if you don't believe God's promises, then you don't have faith. It's that simple. But if you do believe beyond any shadow of a doubt that what God said in his word is true and that he will do it to the very last letter, then that is faith. And over in James, James said that we prove that we have faith by acting on God's promises. So if we have faith, we will be acting on those promises. Now in the Bible, God says, "I will build my church." Now there's a couple of things there, and this is one of the places that I wanted to go off one way, and God's kind of leading me another, but he's given me some liberty here to say just a couple of things. Did you notice he didn't say the people of Centerpoint will build Centerpoint? Yes, he uses us. But folks, it has to be God that builds this church. If we do it in our own merits and our own power, it won't stand. But if God builds the church, it will stand. And I am absolutely persuaded that God's plan for Centerpoint is to move forward. Now we have something coming up the last Thursday and Friday in August that I am very excited about. We have a gentleman by the name of Cliff Donahoe coming to teach us about church growth. The reason I am excited about this is Brother Donahoe has been a home missionary for years. He has built either 3 or 4, maybe 5. I know of at least 3 churches to a complete self-sufficient status. Most home missionaries never do that completely. He has been the home missionary of the year 3 times. Brother Cliff knows what he's talking about. He knows how to build a church. I'm excited that he's coming. But folks, we're going to prove if we believe God can build Centerpoint to the next level or not by how well we turn out on that Thursday and that Friday. If we believe that God's desire for us is to go to the next level and that we are to be a part of that, then we will go ahead and mark off, and I can't remember the dates right now, but it's the very last Thursday and the very last Friday of August, we will mark it off and we will make sure that we are here and that we're telling God, "I believe you want Centerpoint to move forward and I'm going to be there and I'm going to do what I can do to make sure that that happens." That's how we prove that we have faith. If we put action behind it. If we don't work here at Centerpoint, and we're not expecting God to do much. And I know most of us work here. I'm trying not to be critical. I'm just sharing with you that we have to put our faith into action. So if you're one of those that's not doing anything, ask yourself, what can I do? God, I really believe that you want Centerpoint to go to the next level. I'm really not doing much right now. What can I do? And you keep praying and keep praying and keep praying, and I promise you, he'll show you. He'll show you. If we believe that God wants Center Point to grow, then we will be working toward it. We will be praying toward it. And we will be expecting great things to take place. I don't know about you, but every Sunday that I come, I'm expecting great things from God. Great things. Every single time. And it's not because I'm relying on my own ability. It's because I'm learning to rely upon God's ability. Folks, we cannot build this church. I can't do it. You can't do it. We as a congregation can't do it. It's going to have to be God working through us with His ability to do it. And let me tell you how great His ability is. And I heard a guy talking about this the other day, and it really refreshed my thinking on how big God is. If you look at this earth alone, it will amaze you at how big God is and His ability to keep this thing in orbit. To keep this earth in orbit. And if you look at this, water weighs 8 pounds a gallon. Well, how many gallons are in the ocean that's on the bottom side of the earth and still there? It takes a lot of gravity to hold that on. And the earth is spinning so fast, why doesn't it sling us off? I mean, it's amazing what God's ability is just looking here at the earth. And then if you move out from the earth and look at the galaxies, all of the different planets, all of the different things going on, even in our own solar system, it all works perfectly together. We are just far enough from the sun that we don't burn up, and yet we're just far enough away that we don't freeze. We are the absolute perfect distance from the sun. And move on out a little further. Look at the universe. The universe, folks, there's light years away from this earth that they can now see with telescopes and all these other things that they have. And it's amazing. There are literally thousands of galaxies like ours in this universe. And I read something the other day that sent chills up and down my spine. They are now, the major scientists are now even believing that there are more universes than this one. God's ability is way beyond our ability. That's why it's going to take God's ability to build the church. But He can. He definitely can. Now I want to show you real briefly how God wants to use us to build His church. Simply, and I'm going to go into more detail about this in a minute, but simply He wants us to be people that study His Word, that seek Him daily and diligently, that have faith, and that have love. That's really all it's going to take. If we have those four things, then God can use us. If you look back at how Center Point got where it is today, it started because of a man by the name of Brother Jim Moore. And every time I read his story, I am amazed. If you haven't read Brother Jim's story, it's on the back wall back there. You need to read the history of this church. He rode a mule from Quitman every other week here to Center Point to establish this church because he had a vision that God was going to do great things here at Center Point. Folks, I used to ride horses a lot, but I don't think I've ever ridden a horse the length of from here to Quitman. I know I haven't done it every other weekend for an extended period of time. But Brother Jim had a vision that God was going to do something great here, and He has certainly done something great. I'm not diminishing what He's done at all, but I don't think we're near what God wants us to be. And I truly believe that if Brother Jim were here today, he would say, you need to get a bigger vision. You need to get a bigger vision. So my question for you today is, what is your vision for Center Point? Your vision of Center Point depends upon your faith. Your vision depends completely upon your faith. If you are fully persuaded that God has big plans for Center Point, then you will have a big vision. If you are not fully persuaded that God wants Center Point to grow and to add new ministries and to reach this community for Him, then you're going to have a small vision and you're going to have small faith. If you're not walking by faith and if you're just going by what you see, you're going to see a congregation that runs about 100 people. But if you're walking by faith, you're going to have a vision of a lot more than 100 people. My question for you is, what is your vision? My two primary visions for this church, first and foremost, is to get us to 125 people. And I've shared this with the deacons, I've shared it with the disciples, I've shared it with a lot of people. There's a benchmark of 125 that is an unbelievable benchmark, and we've got to reach that benchmark first. And if we're all praying together and all working together and all believing that God's going to get us there, guess what? He'll get us there. And I'm excited that Brother Cliff is coming. I really believe that we're ready to go to the next level. And his timing, I think, is good. And God has brought us all together. And after we reach the 125, then I'm not stopping anywhere from there to 200. 200? That almost fill up this building. Yes, it would. I get excited about that. There's no reason that we're not running 200 people. But we have to have the vision for it. We have to be praying for it. We have to have the faith for it. We have to be out loving people. And we have to be out studying God's Word and seeking God and asking God, God, do whatever you have to in us and through us to help us reach 125 and then 200 people. And folks, I said it last week, and I'm going to tell you, I was so disappointed last Sunday night. After praying and encouraging everybody here to be at the prayer meeting at 5:15 last week, we had the same ones there. And I told you very plainly, until we get serious about prayer, it'll never happen. And until we get serious about having faith in God, we'll never start praying. And I'm trying not to be hateful in that or rude, but I was very disappointed. I thought we were more serious than that. So I'm going to encourage you. We're not going to have it tonight since we're not meeting. But I'm going to encourage you to be here every Sunday night at 5:15, ready to pray and seek God and ask Him what He can do in us and through us to help us build this church. I'm going to bring this to a close. Bill, if you and Marlene would come on. I want to encourage you today to stir up your faith. To stir it up. How do you stir it up? You get into the Word of God and you saturate yourself with the Word of God and you pray and ask God, God, I understand what Your Word says. I know what Your Word says. And faith is literally Christianity in action. God, show me what I can do to help take Centerpoint to the next level. Use me in whatever way that you see fit to help build your church. And folks, faith will lead us to things that are way too big for us. Abraham and Sarah could have never had a child on their own. They couldn't conceive when they were younger. There's no way they could conceive when he was up in his up close to 100 and she was up close to 90. But God said they could. The walls of Jericho was way too big for the nation of Israel. The crossing of Jordan or the Red Sea was way too big for them. The lady with the issue of blood, her disease was way too big. She had spent everything she had and then she put her faith in Jesus Christ and Jesus healed her. Building this church is way too big for us. And that's why we have to put our faith in the Almighty God and say, God, just show me how you can use me. I believe that you've got great things in store for Centerpoint. I believe that you want us to do a lot more than we are doing. Show me how you can use me. And folks, that's what faith is all about. Faith, when we get full of faith, we cannot help but do things for God. Because we believe His Word. And we know that what He said is true. And we want to be a part of what He does. Let's stand and let's pray. Father, we come before You. I thank You that You loved us so much, not only to give us salvation, but Father, to put a calling upon our lives. And I'm not talking about the calling to pastor. I'm talking about the calling to minister. And you put that upon each and every one of us here today, Father. And God, I just pray that you would help us to stir up our faith. That we would get into your word and we would read what you did in the New Testament church. And Father, they didn't have nearly the things accessible to them that we have today. And yet they built their church to the point that they had to say, well, it just grew by multitudes. It grew by leaps and bounds that they couldn't even count the people. And Father, I pray that you would give us a vision for Center Point that would be a big, big, big vision. That we would see 125, and Father, that we would be praying, and that we would be seeking you, and that we would be putting our faith in action by being out there loving the people and inviting the people and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with the people. And Father, after we reach that, I pray that you'd help us to see 200. And it's not about the numbers. I understand that. Father, it's about the souls being saved and the lives being changed. But if they're not here, they can't be saved and they can't be changed through the preaching of your word. So Father, stir us up today and help us to understand how important faith is. And that we have to have it to please you, and we have to have it to win this world to you and to do what you've called us to do. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.